'Twas the night before Christmas, and all on Spotify. Not a podcast was playing, the volume was not high.
The mics were hung on their stands with care, in hope that three friends would soon be there.
The listeners were waiting on Spotify with fear, because soon Digital Chill would finish for the year.
Their hopes were well placed for later that day. Digital Chill will record their Christmas special today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Chill Podcast.
It is indeed
the most wonderful time of the year. I'm Hunter All, and I'm here with
Keith Clark
and Gabe Pilley.
And ladies and gentlemen, as of recording this, it is December 22nd, 3 days away from Christmas. How you guys feeling on this Christmas Eve,
whatever the fuck? Doing is it quite wait, wonderful?
Now I gotta check. Is it what
Eve?
Yeah, you can pause the music, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
So Christmas Eve. It is Christmas Eve. Did you know that? Or did you just say?
Nope.
Did you just guess a random amount of guess? Eve? You got it right.
Hunter, you seem like the type to know that.
Yeah, well.
Hunter, you seem like the type of guy to call, like, I don't know, call the December 1st. Be like, guys, it's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. Nah, Gabe, you're the type of guy that, like, 1 week away from Christmas, you're going to call somebody like, can you believe it, guys?
Christmas. Just a week away.
But, guys, we're back. Like I just said, it's almost Christmas.
It is. That's pretty much it. Christmas.
It's fucking,
I'm hyped.
It literally only started snowing, like, it's not even really snowing right now. It rained the other day in December.
It did snow, though.
It snowed. It snowed. And then it turned into rain.
No, it snowed and then it stopped snowing. And it would snow and then stop snowing for like an hour increments. It was really weird.
It was wonderful. There was
but nothing ever stopped, so.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's talk about it. You know, what are you guys waiting to get for Christmas? You know, I honestly, like, I gotta ask.
Probably the thing I want most is just a new phone. My phone's been a little goofy goober recently. And, well, actually, the charging port, like, when I plug in a cord, it wouldn't, like, go in all the way, and it was pissing me off. So it wouldn't record, wouldn't charge fully, and it wouldn't stay in, but I eventually just, like, cleaned it out using shit, and it sticks in better, but the charging's still not good. So I kind of want a new phone, but, and also, I'm folding, guys. I want an Apple. I'm folding. I have
his old phone.
I don't think Apples are better in any way, but I just think that society deems them better. And coming into college, I don't want to.
I'm going to be honest.
I would like an Apple.
I've had both. There's not really much of a difference.
There is literally no difference.
The only reason I have an iPhone right now is because it's his old phone.
The only reason I'm getting an iPhone is because it's like. It sounded stupid, but from what I learned, like, with high school, is that I actively got, like, left out of some group chats because I had an Android, because they didn't want their bubble screen, and they wanted to play iMessage. So it's like, which seems like dumb, because, again, they're still my friends. It didn't detriment my friends and their opinions on me. However, when they're, like, planning parties in a group chat, and it's like, I'm not in this group chat, now suddenly I don't have the information. And then, like, it starts to...
Yeah, I feel like society kind of just, like, gloats iPhone and, like, Apple in general way too much.
The way I see it is I'm getting...
It's not even like they have better phones because they remove the fucking the headphone jack. So you have to buy a stupid adapter and you can't even use headphones while charging unless you buy AirPods.
Also, to be fair, everybody is also doing that now.
Yeah, I had to say it. Samsung got rid of theirs too.
But Apple was the first, to be fair.
Yeah,
they're the first, but I feel like, you know, society, I think we're always going to move forward into what people deem more conventional ways, like Bluetooth earbuds instead of like wired earbuds. To be honest with you,
okay, but that like makes sense. That is actually useful. Yeah,
but I feel like
getting rid of the possibility of having a headphone jack, it limits people.
Well, when I hear talk about phones, we're gonna talk about Christmas.
That's fair, actually. Yeah.
I forgot what the hell even started this conversation.
What are you looking for?
We're talking about wanting for Christmas. I'm going to buy a new chair because my cat completely destroyed mine.
Which one? The big one?
Huh?
The big cat?
Nah.
Big boy?
Not big man. Not tub ass.
Big kittens?
No, it was one of the kittens.
One of the little kittens. Can I come and see your kittens one day?
Perhaps one day. I probably have a picture on my phone, even though the people
I want to come and see the kittens, please. I would like to come and see your little kitty.
It wasn't this one, but this is the only picture I have.
That's the big one. He's Olaf Meister.
Olaf Meister.
He Olaf Meister.
What is that? What's the character from that one Christmas movie?
Which
one?
You have
to be a little more specific.
The Meister. Meisterburger. Bergenmeister. Meisterburger.
Isn't it?
It's the name.
It's from Rudolph.
I don't think it's from Rudolph. I think it's the one. It's the same animation guy or same animation studio, whatever does that one. But it's the one about Saint Nick. Bergenmeister. I wonder if I can just Google this.
Mr. Meister something.
How do I spell Meister?
M-E-I-S-T-E-R.
You right? No, you right?
I don't get service in here.
Meister Burger. It is Meister Burger. Meister, it is.
Burger Meister Burger.
Oh, what a pimp!
What is no? Wait, what's the movie is that from? Yeah,
German for mayor or master citizen is the main antagonist in the 1970 Christmas TV special. Santa Claus is coming to town. He is the sadistic, oppressive, and abusive mayor. Oh my god!
Burger Meister Burger.
That doesn't sound very Christmassy of him.
Yeah. Dude, these movies were always wild.
That's not Poggers.
Like, the animation, I guess. What the fuck?
Nah, I can't look at that movie and not get reminded of the, like, that animation style and just not get reminded of, like, I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm high on crack.
These movies were fire. I mean, they're a staple of my childhood.
Oh, they're fire.
They're a staple of, like, a ton of people's childhood.
Right. They're wonderful.
Where did they come from? How did these get, like, popular? Who knows? They're from the 70s, but, like... Like, why is there literally no other movies like these, I feel like?
Probably because CGI took over.
That's fair.
I'd have to agree.
But these are just like... Why are they like... It's so weird how these became so popular. And it's not like it's just this one. Like, there's a whole,
there's a bunch of... There's...
Others.
I just said it earlier. I Jack Frost. Damn.
Yeah.
Jack Frost. I know Jack Frost.
And there's one more that I can't think of. It's the one with the little baby deer whose mom gets shot. Bambi? Yeah, Bambi.
Bambi's animated? I didn't know.
I remember an animated Bambi movie from my childhood.
Bambi is animated. I don't think it was animated like that.
I don't think so.
Rudolph.
I don't know. It's been like 10 years
since. Rudolph the First of Germany.
What? Was that one
of the things? What if you search Rudolph when it comes up on Google with an F? It comes Rudolph the First of
I love Rudolph. Germany.
Rankin-Bass Productions. Is this them?
W Company.
Oh my god.
Is this them? Did I find them? Return to Oz.
Let's go!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But is this like the one? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, chat.
It is real? Yeah, stop motion. Traditional. The Little Drummer Boy is another one, apparently.
Frosty the Snowman.
That was another actually traditionally animated one, which is, again, another fire one. That came out in 69. Damn.
Guys, I think they're older than us.
No.
Are
you sure? They also made like 35, 40
years older than us.
45 is not a big age difference.
What else did they make? The Red Baron. The Year Without a Santa Claus. Another stop motion one. I don't remember this. The First Christmas. Ah! Where did I go? The First Christmas. The Story of the First Christmas Snow. Frosty's Winter Wonderland. Why did they make so many Christmas movies?
Because they were in a Christmas mood, okay?
Yeah, fucking... It seems like they're always in the Christmas mood. McLaren. The Year Without
it's a Santa McLaren.
Claus. The Year Without a Santa Claus. Here, what? 2006? No.
It was not made in 2006, bro.
Let me take a gander at this. That is...
I was born in a year after.
I don't think that's the right one. That's the live action one. I remember that movie!
Hey, guys, listen, we have viewers that can't see the goddamn screen.
You're right.
Fire and ice people.
You're right, whatever.
Okay.
Google it yourself.
Keith, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? I want 10 bad bitches in a mansion for me.
Latina mommy.
Valid.
I'm sorry.
Or 10 bands, you know. That'd also be kind of good, too.
Yeah. What do I actually really want? Probably a G Pro Superlight. Probably what I want.
All I want for Christmas... Is you.
Okay. I didn't laugh.
Okay, we get it, bro. We get it.
I already have you.
I think we're funny.
Ooh. Why would I want you if I already have you? I need you at this point.
Do you guys know
I don't want you.
John Legend's Christmas meat songs?
What'd you say?
John Legend, his Christmas songs?
I love John Legend.
He made Christmas songs, and not many people know about them. And I don't know why. They're fucking awesome. They're like kind of jazzy. Bring Me Love is so good.
You should have a day where we listen to a bunch of music together.
It's really fucking good. Okay, speaking of music, what's your guys' favorite Christmas song?
I feel like a basic person for saying All I Want for Christmas is You.
I mean, but like, yeah, I just, there's a reason it's a number one song.
It genuinely is the Christmas song.
How many streams does it have? Let me see.
Yeah, I mean, like, you hear it literally in every single, like,
Target.
Anywhere that plays anywhere that plays music at all, you hear it at the start of November.
Oh, guess we'll never know.
Tragic.
Guess we'll never know. Guess we'll never know. All right, I'm going on my fucking phone. How did you pull it up?
Because
rigged.
1.7 billion streams.
Damn!
That's not enough.
It feels Get those numbers up, way more, bro. I swear I hear that song
everywhere I go. She has 76 million monthly listeners.
That's not enough.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. And they're all just from All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah, let's
be
honest.
I genuinely think if we went to the charts, it would probably just be her. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm looking at this, I'll go global. Not even just, yeah. 53 million?
Damn.
That's in a week.
And then the next one is Last Christmas by Wham. Then Brenda Lee rocking around, then Jingle Bell Rock, and then an actual song.
There's more.
Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande, Michael Bublé. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. That's what we started the episode with. Let It Snow, Dean Martin.
This is where it kind of falls off.
Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson is
Feliz
so fucking.
Navidad.
But see what I mean? John Legend is right up there.
He's not up there.
John Legend is not up there.
Really?
No, I don't know why. He has a song called "Bring Me Love." It's a Christmas song, and it's fucking awesome. Hey, I don't know if it's his.
Gabe, what? No, you just said it. It's "Bring Me Love," or is it? I wasn't paying attention. What's your favorite Christmas song? Didn't you just say it?
Either "Bring Me Love" or "Step Into Christmas" by Elton John.
W.
Yeah, Elton John also has a Christmas song.
Again, I'm a big really fan good. Of Christmas music.
I love Christmas music. I've been listening to it since about. No, I don't know. See, it's been, I don't know. I want to get into, it's, I feel like I've been forcing myself into the Christmas spirit recently. Because, like I this is why I hate, like, not getting out of school until now. Is because, like,
right.
Yeah, we are going to get, like, 2 weeks off for break. But still, like, this is 3 days before Christmas. And I haven't really been able to, like, get my mindset in the Christmas mindset. Because I've been too focused on, like, exams. I'm too focused on school.
Dude.
Like, it's been, I've been burnt out for, like, a month. It's hard to, like.
But hear me out. You can get into the New Year's mindset.
True. But, like, it took me, because I usually try to decorate, I usually try to have, like, everything down and, like, decorate around towards the end of November and then have usually a lot of things up for December 1st. I didn't decorate my car till, like a week or two into Christmas, which I always do. And I also, my house didn't have lights until this week.
Wow.
Because my dad just hasn't been wanting to do it, and I just haven't been wanting to. I've been too tired. I've been burnt out. I'll get home, I'll eat, and I'll fall asleep. And then I just have no energy. But
I had to go buy a whole nother tree because Chloe decided to fuck it up.
Which one's? Is that the little
that's
kitten?
That's the little kitten. That's the 7-month-old one.
The little kitten.
So we had to go buy. Well, she kept climbing inside of it because we had one of those like plastic trees you just put together. It was really old, and the top part of it was already broken, so she keeps climbing up, and now we have, like, my dad buys these, like, barrels, like, these wooden barrels, so we just put, like, a small Christmas tree on top of that, and that's...
No good. Fucking way.
What?
Baby, It's Cold Outside by John Legend and Kelly Clarkson. How have I not heard that yet? Christmas in New Orleans.
Hey, Hunter was saying something.
Sorry, continue.
I'm done now.
You are.
But yeah, I finally decorated my house because I was very proactive on decorating my basement, which I did. I decorated that. It took me a bit, but I got it done within like the first couple days of December. So that was nice. But eventually I did decorate my car like 2 weeks in. And then I put my lights up. My dad is just like, he was also like tired and he just hasn't been wanting to do it. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll do it. So I got the ladder, got up on the roof.
Started putting lights up.
So yeah, I did that. That was all me. Did you just take a photo of my feet?
No, it was a flashlight.
But yeah, I put the lights up. So basically everything in my entire house, except for the upstairs, which isn't that decorated, was decorated by me. And it's kind of, I mean, I would be more pissed if I didn't enjoy decorating. I do enjoy decorating, but if I didn't do it, my house would not be decorated. The basement absolutely not would not be decorated. The upstairs would, and then the lights would probably still not be up. It would probably maybe be up by now, but yeah, I'm the decorator for my household. I also decorate for Halloween.
What a good boy.
Yeah, I always just take a trip to the Dollar Tree, get some decorations, throw them around. It's fire.
Yeah.
And yeah, I decorate my car.
On the upside, yeah, I still have to... I think this weekend I'm just going to go and buy... I think I'm going to buy, like, some little jewelry for my sister and for my little brother. Some
jewelry.
Like, you know, a little toy or something. What do you get, like... I actually really should just get myself a present as well. I need, like... I also want jewelry. Like, some, like, bracelets or whatever.
Did you guys get stuff for people for Christmas?
I'm not doing...
I just bought, like, a bunch of my friends' shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, who all did you buy for?
The only two people that I need to buy for still are my parents.
I bought for... I bought for my mom, my dad, and my brother. That's all I bought for. I also bought for Luca because I figured out he was buying me something. But then when he gave me my gift, which by the way was a Fortnite pickaxe, okay. And I gave him his gift, which was Pokemon cards.
That's valid.
Burning Heaven Zero was there, and then he's like, "Oh yeah, Gabe, half your like I have all your gift. It's just like half is not in my car, and I kind of need that to give it to you." I'm like, "Oh, cool." Fuck. I didn't know he was getting me one. I'm like, shit. Like, I didn't get him one. So, it's going to be an awkward moment when he gives me. I don't know.
But you still have time, technically.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I don't want to rush something, and I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't necessarily be rushing if you, like, okay, listen, you just think real hard about, like, what he would want, and. Worst case scenario, you can get him something that's like, I don't know, like Legos or something. Actually, Legos are pretty
expensive.
Legos
are fucking expensive. Yeah, I went to a Lego store, actually. Like a full-on Lego store.
We call that one Old Faithful.
We went to Dayton to go to
Old Reliable. Legos.
After, it was, I went there after I broke my foot. I didn't actually break my foot, but it was borderline broken. I'm pretty sure I tore a tendon. That was fun. My foot was purple for 2 weeks.
Nice.
Still kind of
like
is.
Elder purple.
Yeah. I bleed purple. But yeah. No, I was doing parkour. And I jumped from one... it was really, really hyper. And I jumped from one railing to the other. And to be fair, my feet landed on the railing. And everything went according to plan. I did not expect for the railing and my force of jumping onto it to bend my foot more than it can go.
Ooh.
Bend my toes like towards my shin more than it's able to. Because, you know, there's usually a tendon.
Your foot's just like...
Yeah, there's usually a tendon to stop that from happening because obviously you can't have your toes touch your shin. And if you start pulling on your toes into your shin, you feel like tension on like the back of your foot. Yeah, it tore that. So I land, I hear it.
Hell.
And then I just like... I stepped on it and my foot like was like a loud pop, like... And then I had a lot of pain and I like stood on the ground and I was like... Oh, fuck. I'm like, did I just fucking break my foot? Oh, my God. And I'm, like, kind of walking around, like, limping a bit. And it wasn't horrible at first. And then I started limping. It was pretty bad. But I could walk. And then I sat down, and it was so bad. The pain was absolutely throbbing. It was horrible. I, like, took my shoe off to, like, make sure nothing was broken. And I was able to, like, move my foot in, like, a full, one, like, 360. So I'm like, I know nothing's broken. So I'm like, it's not broken. The pain will subside. But, man, did it suck. And then eventually it diminished pretty quickly. Like, within a minute, I was, like, back on my feet walking around. Within, like, 2 minutes, I was back climbing shit at a playground. And within, like, 3-4 minutes, I was back to, like, being able to jump. And then within, like, 5 minutes, I was able to jump just with that foot and land on that foot. And I was able to, like, jog a bit. And I was back to, like, 90%. And then it was 90% for the rest of the day. This was when me... Carson and Poff went to Newport. I forget why we went there. We wanted to check out the Lego cafe.
Yeah.
So we went there, we got some food, and then we decided to go down the bridge, walk down the bridge, and then we went to the park, and we were just like walking down that by the river, and that's when I fucking like broke my foot. And then I had to walk, and I remember I was freaking out. I was like internally panicking for a second because I thought like my foot was like fucked up, and I'm all the way down on the, like in Cincinnati. On that side of the bridge, on like a playground, while our car's in the Newport parking lot. So I'm like, if I have a broken foot, these guys are gonna have to carry me all the way to Newport. I'm like, that's not good. But yeah, eventually went away. Until the next morning, I couldn't walk. I actually could not put pressure on it. It was the worst. Oh my God, I couldn't put pressure onto it. And then I took some like Advil, put an ice pack on it, and used some like the fucking tape, to, like tape, like tape. Medical tape to tape the ice pack to my leg. And I would have it on for 30 minutes, take it off for 30 minutes, have it on for 30 minutes, take it off for 30 minutes. And then I went to Dayton to go to the Lego store. While I couldn't walk, I decided to go to a Lego store because I didn't want to miss out. It was worth it, though.
It was worth it.
We found the pain.
We found a McDonald's that said the McRib was back. They didn't have the McRib.
Aww.
It was really disappointing. I know. I was really pissed.
False advertising.
But they gave me an extra nugget. So it was and they gave me a medium.
That was compensation for them not having the McRib like they should.
Yeah, I know. And they also gave me a medium cup when I asked for a water cup. So that McDonald's gets my approval. I know. It means a lot, but they got my approval.
Yeah, it's their compensation for them being assholes and not serving the McRib 24/7, 365.
Oh, God. How did we talk about my foot? What happened? I don't know. We were talking about something
about Legos. Legos, and then like, getting friends for Christmas or some shit.
I don't know. I can get them like I can go to like GNC, get them some like fucking protein or pre-workout.
Just buy all your friends pre-workout.
But the problem with that is that pre-workout's expensive. Pre-workout's like $50.
I feel like the thing is, whatever he's giving you has to be something like big. Because, like, there's no way...
Half of it's in my car, the other half's in my pants.
It could be big, but it doesn't necessarily mean, like, expensive.
Yeah, but that means it's probably worth something.
I mean, he could just pull up with a giant 2x4. Like, you never know.
Like, the thing... Like, Luca got me a plastic Fortnite pickaxe. I can't imagine that was more than, like, $20. So... And I don't want to get him, like, a $50 shit and him give me like a $20 shit, because then I feel like he'll feel bad. And also, I'm poor. I spent like $200 on my family. Right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
So
how about this? You spend a solid $25-$30 on something small. You know, could be anything really. You know, Ken Zare is a pretty smart guy. Yeah, you know, he can probably use some things, like lotion.
A molded.
Okay, lotion's the other tissues. Old reliable for guys.
I'm going to do a silicone mold.
Take notes,
mold
people. Take notes.
I would buy him a love ince if I were you.
I'm going to buy him a love necklace.
buy him a
Here's what I'm going to do.
A locket. Buy him a locket.
I'll buy him a relationship necklace, and I'll have like some name engraved. It's just be like a random girl's name, like Ashley. And I'm just going to like, I'm going to put it in his car. And then... I'm gonna give it to him, and then if his girlfriend ever sees him like having it,
who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is Ashley?
That'd be so awful.
That's my gift to him. And she'll be like,
that's my gift. She'll be like, fuck relationship.
Listen, I swear to God, Gabe gave it to me.
That's my gift to you.
His middle name is
fucking
Ashley.
Up your relationship with your girlfriend. That's
you he guys are evil.
She can't have him. He's all mine. I gotta do what I gotta do. It's a survival of the fittest out here. Right?
Survival of the fittest.
You gotta do what you gotta do to acquire the man.
Even as another man.
Yeah. Yep.
Holy yacht.
Okay. What was I saying? But yeah, that's like the only people I've bought for outside of my family is Luca and maybe Kat. But I don't know, because I like getting people gifts, but I don't want to give them a gift and they not give me one, because I feel like they're going to feel bad. Because I know I feel bad when I get a gift and I don't give them one. I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like an asshole. So I don't want them to feel
bad. Hey, I'll take a gift, but I won't give you one, though.
Do you want, Hunter's Coke?
Whoa.
Hunter's, the top
of Hunter's
Coke.
Put it in my mouth.
I'll give you the bottle cap for Hunter's Coke. There you are. All right, Bucko. Calm down.
Hey, bud.
All right. What are your fucking plans? What are you guys' plans this Christmas? Like, what are you guys doing for Christmas Day, Christmas Eve?
Actually, we don't really
celebrate. Nothing. I'm staying home.
But
bro.
I am doing stuff for New Year's, though. Going out to party.
Yippee. I was supposed to go over to a Christmas party at my family's last weekend, but I had the flu, so I didn't go.
He had the flu.
I forgot you were gone.
I got diseases.
A while.
Hunter, I wish you never got sick. We miss you when you're not here. You know that?
Don't lie to him.
That's a fucking lie. I know you too.
You guys caught on to me. I didn't really care.
All right, you guys caught on to me. I don't care about you guys. You guys caught on to me.
Gabe's only here because I can't actually.
You guys caught on to me. Keith and Hunter are not real.
He wants to fuck Keith. All right.
It's just me.
He wants to fuck Keith.
It is just
he
me.
He just started mewing at me.
Keith and Hunter are not real. It's just me doing different voices.
What? All right, look at my eyes.
Pre-workout.
I'm turned on. All right.
Okay, bro.
So, you guys say you don't really have any plans this Christmas?
Hunter,
really,
what about you?
Not really?
Yeah, I'm not really doing anything.
All right. I mean, listen, Gabe, you adopt me into your family and I'll start doing stuff, okay? Come on, let's do it.
I'll bring you in, yeah.
You're down?
Bring me into your family, yeah. Just adopt me.
We can convince people you're like my biological brother or something. Just a long
I mean,
yeah, we'll just have to be like kind of half siblings a little bit, you know?
Stepbrothers.
Yeah, stepbrothers.
What are you doing, stepbrothers?
No.
But no, so for Christmas Eve, for me, my Christmas plans is Christmas Eve, we always do my dad's side of the family, and we do that at my house, and we usually, they get here late, and we usually stay up till like 12 until Christmas Day, and then they all leave. But Christmas Day, I know a lot of times, it's kind of been an argument in my house between like me and my brother of when we open our presents. I prefer opening my presents the morning of Christmas Day. Like,
I feel like everyone does.
Like, waking up and then opening the present. My brother wants to open the presents because you know how, like, for Christmas Eve, well, the party, my dad's had the family parties, will stay up till like 12-ish, and they'll all stay, and then they'll leave, and now it's technically Christmas Day, and my brother's like, let's just open them now.
Nah, I'm
like,
bro,
I know, I like waking
you
up.
You gotta wake up and open the, that's just
See,
not even
here's
like,
the problem.
That's like the law of Christmas.
My brother thinks too logically, is he's like, okay,
it's technically Christmas now.
Yeah, he's
you know,
like, it's technically Christmas. It's like, I just want to open them now, and then we can, like, if we open them now, then we can go to sleep. We can sleep in. All right, we don't have to worry about opening the presents, and then we can just get ready.
Just sleep in anyway, my mom's the side fuck? Of the family. We're all like, I mean.
I know, and it's like, okay, however, I don't want to break tradition. Like, the fun part is, like, waking up and be like, it's Christmas. Getting out of your bed, going up to the tree. It's like the bright Christmas morning. It's just like, I don't know. There's something about that vibe. It's awesome. And I think last year we opened them the night. So like 1 a.m. of Christmas Day. And I think the year before we opened it Christmas morning. So I think this year we're opening it Christmas morning, which is hype.
I can't wait. Listen, this is going to be your last time as a high school student doing that.
Dude, I was thinking about that. I was like decorating the, because I was decorating the lights, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm glad I finally, like, decorated, like, put the lights up myself, because I'm telling my mom, I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I finally put the lights up myself, because, like, this is the last time I'm going to decorate this house. And she's
I'm
like,
gone
and
after
it, like,
this.
After saying that, I was like, holy shit. I'm like, this is the last year I'm decorating the basement for Christmas. This is the last year I'm decorating my room for Christmas. This is the last year I'm decorating that house for Christmas. Like, this is the last year I will ever be on that roof putting that up, because it's like I'm hopefully gonna be in my own dorm, and like I'm not gonna decorate my, unless I do come back to decorate my parents' house, but it's like I have my own dorm to decorate. Like, this is the last time this house will be decorated by me. It's like, holy shit, it's like this is, I mean, it's not going to be my last Christmas at that house, because obviously Christmas break, I'll probably...
It'll be your last Christmas, period.
Well, to be fair, a lot of college students get out early January.
Oh, my God.
A lot of
college students get out early December.
December, I meant.
Yeah, we don't get out until today, actually.
Because
today's our last day.
My brother has been off this entire week, and he's been, like, staying up.
Oh, yeah, so has my mom. Like, my mom's been off this whole week.
Yeah, it's, like, it's so annoying, because he'll stay up watching, like, shit with his friends, and... And to be fair, this is not his fault or his friend's fault in the slightest. But when he has friends over, and I'm friends with his friends, and they're doing, like, fun stuff, and it's, like, 10, 11, it's like, I should be going to bed. And I could go to bed right now. However, I don't want to miss out. Like, I don't want to just leave. Like, so
I have an exam tomorrow, but I also don't give a shit. So
yeah,
I'm going to sleep at 2 a.m.
I always stay up until, like, 12, 1 in the morning. I'm like, I should be going to sleep.
Dude, there's been so many times this week. I have a lot of college friends, and they're always doing stuff. And I see them in call or whatever. I'm like, oh, dude, I want to pop in, you know, say what's up, you know. Like, also, they're, like, hanging out and stuff, and I can't go because it's, like, 10, 11, 12.
And it's like, I have to go to school because, yeah. But the cool thing is we don't have to come back until January 8th.
Yes, finally. But yeah, my brother's been staying up, like, hella late. Like, to the point where one day I woke up at like 6:30, hobbled out of my room to go take a shower, and he's been sleeping in the like the basement's main, like the actual basement, because our rooms are in the basement, and they're both like, you know, it's two rooms and then a fucking big massive like living room basement area. He's been sleeping in that living room, like the basement, actual basement, while I've been sleeping in my room, obviously. So I hobble out of my room, and I just see him, like, because we have a pool table down there, and we have a ping pong table, like, on that pool table. So it's like a big-ass table, and he's moved a chair over there, and he put his TV out of his room onto that table, set up his console there, and his friends will come over, and they'll put their monitors on the fucking pool table, on the ping pong table, and then put their consoles on it. So there'll be like, some days I'll come home from school and I'll see him and like three college guys just with their own monitors, their own consoles, just all on this ping pong table, just playing like sick Rainbow. And I'm like, all right, just four guys playing Siege, fair enough. But yeah, I'll be like, wake up at 6:30 in the morning, hobble out of bed, just fucking dead tired. I'll open my door and I'll see him gaming in Siege. He'll be like, good morning. I'm like, what the morning. Fuck? Well, no, I'll look at him and be like, good morning. He'll be like, good night. Like, dude, how are you at 6:30 in the morning? Why are you awake?
Bro, speaking of Siege, I actually reinstalled it yesterday. Because my friends keep telling me, you should play Siege again. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking play that game. And I finally gave in last night. Because I'll install the game because I have it on PC. I'll get it to like 30%. And then cancel the install because I'm like, I'm not playing this shit again. And then I did that at least like three times. And then I finally gave in and played Siege for the first time in like Siege 6 months.
Siege is too technical. It's too slow paced. I like just being able to run in and have no consequences for my death.
See, that's what I do. Just walk at them menacingly.
But if I die,
and get shot in the head.
Yeah, no, if I do that shit, I'll die and then I'll like bring my team down because I'm doing dumb shit. I don't want to be accountable for my team. I just want to do dumb shit. That's why I like Call of Duty. You can just run and just do fucking, just run into battle. And if you die, you die. They get one score. Doesn't matter. So Siege is too.
If you get your one, it's worth
it. Siege exactly. is too strategical and too fucking slow. I love
Rainbow Six
slow.
Siege, though.
Or, I think again, it's a fun you game. Just play it like I play it. And,
I mean, yeah, I definitely, it seems fun, people perma. It seems really fun if you like know what you're doing and take the time to be like play technically.
Nah,
just,
Siege is more fun when you're doing like dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like the way me and my friends did is I played Fuse and just bombed the shit out of the bomb site.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not a big Siege guy.
I'm not big into bombs.
Bomba.
Bomboclate. Bomboclate.
But yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe I'll try it out one day. Maybe I won't. Probably won't. But
maybe one day you may have.
Tried. I don't know. I'm very stingy. I don't know. I was going to say I'm stingy with my money, but I don't know. I'm stingy with my money, but I'm also really irresponsible.
Like 20 bucks or is it 60?
No, because here's the thing. I really don't get my mindset when buying shit. It's because I'll look at like a 20, 30. I'll look at like a $30 game and I'll be like, man, I don't know. I don't know if I'm willing to shill out $30 for a game. Like I don't feel like spending money on a game.
But I'll buy a $20 skin in Fortnite.
No, yeah, no, but I'll spend $20 on Clash Royale.
Oh my god!
And it's like, well, I don't get my mindset here. Like, I don't understand myself. Like, I'm really stingy, but then I'll spend $20 on Clash Royale, and it's like, I don't get it. I really don't. But I don't know. As long as I'm employed,
I've been
I'm
like
happy.
Really trying not to buy shit, especially on me too. Like just in general, really. Other than like food and stuff, and like actual physical things, like. The last game that I bought was Lethal Company for like $10.
I really thought about buying it.
And before that, I don't even know.
I'm tempted to buy it. I have no one to play it with.
I bought Guilty Gear Strive like 2 or 3 months ago, and I barely play it.
Should I get Lethal Company? We should play it.
If you get Lethal Company, I will play with you 100%. Right.
I don't know.
We can do. Dude,
it's only $10.
I should probably buy it. Here's how I convince myself to buy shit is like, say for Clash Royale, is I saw the $20 deal and I'm like, dude, spending $20 on Clash Royale, that's a new low. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I could spend $20 on Clash Royale or I can,
it's I like, could buy a whole ass like meal.
Yeah, it's like, okay, no, yeah, no, it's like if I spend $20 on Clash Royale, I'm out $20. However, I can just not go out to eat with my friends the next time they do and not spend $20 there. And then suddenly I'm net even. It's boy math.
It's boy math.
I'm maxing right now.
But yeah, it's like, I was thinking of cause I was looking at, I know Celeste was on sale on Steam and it's like $5 right now. And it's like, man, I don't know. I don't like spending money on games. However, Celeste, it looks really fun. I really want to try it out. I've wanted to play it for a while. And it's also, I haven't watched any like playthroughs of it, so I wasn't spoiled at all.
Right.
So it looks like a really fun game. I know it's fun. I love 2D platformers, especially challenging 2D platformers. And the game isn't like spoiled for me. Like, it seems obvious. And it's like, I don't know if I'm willing to spend $5. And it's like, yeah, all right. Okay. I can buy this and make up the money by just not buying an energy drink. Like,
you're so right.
It's like, I'm not willing to spend like $5 on a game, but I'm willing to buy an energy drink anytime I'm at like UDF. And it's like, dude,
it's boy money.
It's about, boy. I think it's more or less about tangible items compared to intangible items. Like, I can hold that energy drink. I give them money. They give me a product. I can see the product that I bought. I know I bought this food.
Right.
I can see the food. I can eat the food. It is a tangible item. A video game. It's like I spend money and I don't get anything in return. Suddenly I'm just now playing it. Like, I don't have an item that I can hold. It's like, it's intangible, but
here's the way I look at it, right? And this is like, cause I was originally not going to buy Lethal Company, but you think about it this way, right? That's Lethal Company's $10. That's $10 you can spend to have like at least 100 hours of fun with your friends. Yeah.
That's also how a lot of times I'll think of it, is because it's like, I'll buy something like the $10 thing is I'll see $10 and it's like, okay, if I spend $10, I'll always equate it to like hours of work. It's like, okay, say like minimum wage is $10, okay? If I buy this $10 game, that is costing me an hour of my work. And it's like, this game is going to give me more hours of fun than it is going to cost me hours of work.
Exactly what that is in terms of economics. That is quite literally like gauging how happy you would be if you bought something at a certain price level.
Right. Like, here's the way I think of it, right?
Genuinely, that is literally
Here's what I think about. When I go and buy a game, every dollar that I spend on that game is how many hours of gameplay that should be in that game that I should play. Like, let's,
that's a
like,
really
for
good
example,
way to think it, actually. Yeah.
I was going to, like, for example, I
marginal utility.
I bought...
That's what it's called.
Security Breach when it first came out. That game is $40.
Yeah.
So I waited until the DLC came out, then bought it, and then played through the whole thing.
See?
And that's, I still don't have 40 hours in that game.
That's,
I have like
fair. That's
25.
That's actually a really good metric to think of it, because it's like, okay, yeah, obviously, cheaper games, there's going to be less content to them. Like a $5 game, it's going to be less content than a $40 game. But, however, you're spending a lot less. So it's like, okay, this $5 game, I'm not expecting to get like 100 hours out of it. I'm expecting to get like 5. This $40 game, I'm not expecting to get 100 hours, but I'm also
expecting
more,
to get like 50.
Yeah, I'm expecting a lot more than just 5. Like, I want around 40, more 50. That's a really good metric. I've never thought of it like that. That is a really good metric. Like, yeah, spending $60 on a game is
and
a
then,
lot.
And then, you know, when I bought Risk of Rain 2, I'm like, okay, I'm probably not going to play this game that much. Now I have, I think, 350 hours in that game.
Damn.
Over the past, like, 2 years.
That is a really good... Because it's like, yeah, spending $60 on a game is a lot. However, spending 60 hours on a game is also a lot.
Yeah.
Also, so it's like, if
it's
you're...
Like,
yeah,
why I don't feel... It's like why I'm not going to buy a game like Resident Evil. Like,
yeah,
those games are like $60.
I have to agree.
They do not have 60 hours of gameplay, bro.
That's why I'm so hesitant to buy like a lot of Nintendo games.
I wait until,
like,
I usually wait until games go on sale to buy them.
The Mario Wonder game, I really wanted to try that out. But it's, again, it's like $60.
$60
and it's like,
for
I don't
I'm
know if I'm going to get
the
60
only
hours
Nintendo
of gameplay
game,
on that.
The only Nintendo game that I will ever buy for $60 that I know I'm going to play for more than 60 hours is a Pokemon game.
Mine's Zelda.
The one game that I will spend $500+ on is Valorant and get 3,000 hours, baby.
God damn. God,
I have
three. Oh, my
more.
God.
I have like 1,500 on Valorant, too.
3,000? Oh, my
God. I think I have 3,000 on League.
You are weird for that, actually.
Okay.
Stay away from me, bro.
But I haven't spent $500 on League, though.
But the thing is, League is bad, bro. If you spent any money on that game, you're delusional.
You spent $500 on Valorant?
I've only spent like maybe $150, $200 on League. That's it. And I've played it for the same amount of time as you.
You know what's Valorant. You know what's weird is I have, so how I do my money is I have two separate checking accounts for my account. And anytime I get paid, I'll put 10% of that paycheck into the other, into one of the checking accounts that I use as a savings. 10%, anything, like whether it be a literal job I get paid, my dad's giving me money for like, I don't know, say I buy something on Amazon, it charges him and I don't know. So that anytime like I help him, he gives me money. Literally anytime I get paid, I put 10% of that.
If you're into, looking for how much money you spent, Keith, the websites are both down.
No, they're not.
They've been down for like the past 2 months, I swear.
But yeah, I'll put 10% of any time I get paid into it, into the savings. And it's crazy to look at it because I think it's up to like... It's not that much, but it's at like 720 and that one savings. And it's like, damn, that means I've earned $7,200.
You're right.
Where the fuck did all of that go?
Yeah.
It's like, I do not have that money.
The thing is, I will, like, when I buy stuff in games, like League, Valorant are the only two games that I've really bought something. And I mean, back when Fortnite was
popular. I bought the Battle Pass recently.
On the Fortnite Battle Pass.
Actually, that's not true. I bought the Battle Pass for the OG.
But it's like the other games that I play, like Siege, I've spent $10 on Siege. I bought Smokes Elite and that's it. Like Overwatch, I haven't spent any money on Overwatch at all.
Yeah, no, honestly, I'll honestly rarely spend money on games. But sometimes I do just kind of fold. Like Clash Royale. Like I know how I was talking about how I spent like $20 on Clash Royale.
I've never bought anything Clash Royale. I never bought anything Clash Clans.
I did in fact spend $20 on Clash Royale. But in my opinion, I don't know, because it's like now spending that money, I was able to get like the evolutions and I was able to use those evolutions, which in turn makes me win, which in turn makes me happier. And also I can now use these cool cards.
So my judgment for buying things in games is okay, how often do I play this game? Like League and Valorant, I play those two games damn near daily.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I ever spend money on those games.
You still play Valorant?
Yes, I still play Valorant, bro.
Are you good at the game?
No.
Let's do it one day.
We are both on a fucking esports team for this school. We've both played. We have queued together for the last 4 years.
We've only been able to queue and rate it for the past like 2.5, though.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
That's valid because I'm gold and he's immortal. But we don't talk about that.
Yeah, no. Like I know. I was talking about how I spent $20 in Clash Royale, but other than that, I really don't spend money on games. Like I spent $10 on Fortnite back when OG. Battle Pass was there just so I could get the OG Battle Pass, and then I got enough V-Bucks in that.
I won't lie.
And I got enough V-Bucks in that to now get the one this season.
I'm like, okay, if I play Fortnite for at least like 2 weeks, I'll buy the Battle Pass. I played it for 2 days.
I played the shit out of OG Fortnite, so I thought it was worth it.
OG Fortnite was the first time I played Fortnite since Chapter 2.
Same.
I stopped touching that game.
I would play it like for like maybe a couple days of a week randomly throughout the year because my friends would be like, dude, let's check out Fortnite. So then we did.
Let's play some Fortnite, guys.
Yeah, it's like, let's check out Fortnite. And then we played it for like a couple days of the week and then we got bored of it. But then OG came back and I played the shit out of that. And I maxed out the Battle Pass. So yeah, I got the next one.
You maxed out the Battle Pass.
But yeah, it'll come back eventually. But until then, I'm not going to be playing Fortnite because fuck the. I don't know what the hell's going on with the game.
I only want to play Lego Fortnite.
Yeah. True. No, actually, no, what pisses me off a lot about that, because I enjoy it. I really do enjoy Lego Fortnite, but I'll try to play it with my friends, and like, an argument I'll hear a lot is, it's just Fortnite Minecraft. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not even close. Why? Because you craft and build shit? You do that in every survival game. That's like saying Ork is like Minecraft. Like, no. Ignorant fuck. Play Lego Fortnite with me.
Here's the thing. When it comes to survival games and shit, I know I'll play it nonstop for a week and then drop it for 6 months. That's my problem with survival games. Yeah. And that's why I've been like that's why I don't really want to play Lego Fortnite.
I did play Lego Fortnite and I did play the shit out of it for like a week.
I saw my friend play it for 10 minutes. He's literally mining a rock, and then he turns to the left. It's the twin towers somebody's built, and they're grabbing a
plane. God bless. Amen.
God bless America. Grabbing
a fucking plane into it. I haven't touched that racing game in the Fortnite Festival. I
haven't touched the racing. I played the music game. One. That one was
I played
fun.
The rhythm game because it had an Imagine Dragon song in it, and then I uninstalled the game.
Imagine Dragon, he's nuts across your face.
Why do you keep making that laugh? Fucking, I hate that laugh.
Because I fucking hate rhythm games, bro. I cannot.
No, okay, what's really weird is I'm usually, like, somewhat decent at a majority of games. Like, I'm usually able to just, like, pick up a game and not be good at it.
I fucking suck at rhythm
but
games.
Usually, yeah, no. Usually I'm, like, decent at, like, a bunch. Like, I could just pick up a random game, and I'll usually be, like, I'll be able to learn the controls and how to play pretty quickly, and I'll adapt, and I'll be decent. Rhythm games, I don't get it. I just, like, it's something about it. I've never felt so useless except when playing a rhythm game. It's, like, I'll have my fingers on the keyboard. I'll see the one. It has to be, like, the very left one. Or, no, what happened a lot is I'll have it split up, like, my left hand is my middle finger and my pointer. So it goes middle, left pointer, and then my right.
Like DFJK?
Then I'll do, so we go left, middle, left pointer, and then right pointer, right middle. And I'll be like on the left side, and I'll say like, okay, it's on the left, very left one. So that means left, middle.
Index finger.
Yeah, it's like, I split the columns into two, and it's
happens
like, okay.
Happens to me too.
On the left column. It's the left side of the left half.
And you'll,
right?
hit, and you'll hit index finger?
Yeah, no, I'll do the middle one, and then it'll be on the right half. And it's like, okay, it's the left one on the right half. And it's like, okay, that requires my left finger. But because of my left hand, my left finger is the middle one. And on my right hand, the left finger is the pointer one. I'll just be like, okay, left finger. And then I'll hit the middle one. And I'll do it the time.
I do that too.
You little goofy goofy.
And then I'll mess up once and I'll mess up like for the next 30 seconds.
And dude, games where they use fucking arrow keys.
Oh my god, thing, like I hate
Friday
that.
Night Funkin'. I hate
oh
that.
My god. Shit, bro. I really tried to play Friday Night Funkin' because I thought it'd be really fun.
I tried using the arrow keys to play the game.
Yeah,
because I couldn't.
You either
so
have
I'm
to,
like okay, I'll just play like a normal rhythm game and use DFJK, and I couldn't do that either, bro. I can't with those I cannot with games that use arrow key. The arrows is the fucking
because you either have to use your middle finger as both the up or down, or like awkwardly position your hand.
Yeah, it's so
hit both. It's so annoying.
It's fucked. I can't play with
it. Dude, I remember. So when I go up to UC, like the 18-19 or whatever, sometimes like I remember the last time that I went, it was like really packed. It was like a Halloween party, and there's this guy there, and he was playing this rhythm game, and oh my god, I've never been more amazed by somebody in my life. Like, I've never been able to ever be good at those type of games, but he, like, switched in between Osu and, like, one of those, like, Guitar Hero. He was insane at
one
both
of my friends.
I never
realized one of my friends is fucking cracked at rhythm games, bro. She's fucking crazy.
Is she bad?
Oh my god. Do it anyway.
I'm sorry.
You ever see that Jinxie clip? How old are you? 19? Do a clap.
My favorite, the best that's Jinxie awesome. Clip, bro. Okay, so we're in Cobblestone, Elo. So clap. We're in Cobblestone, got it. That's like, the fucking best false. Fucking Jinxie clip.
We're in Cobblestone, Elo!
Or it's the one where it's Adam. Adam Duel looks over at us just like, what the fuck? But anyway, but... Either that or Jinx just going this XQC impression.
There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way, dude. I don't get it.
Ash, what are you doing?
All I want for Christmas is Jinxie.
Oh,
she bad.
Meow, meow.
Jinxie's a dude, but it's okay.
Did you just say Jinxie, she bad?
Jinxie.
She bad?
She bad.
She bad.
Stop barking.
That's enough out of you.
You're feral.
I'm sorry. It's a natural habit, okay? God.
Damn, alright. Alright, so.
No, I feel strongly about this.
Damn, bro, it's 2 o'clock.
Damn.
Better not look at me, because I'm going to start mewing.
Alright, we should probably start wrapping things up. But before we do that.
Bro, 50 minutes. Alright, let's,
Before we do that, before we wrap up, we got some statistics
we
to
got
look
some
at,
statistics
ladies
to look at. Cause
oh my god, are you telling me that I have to go into podcaster.spotify.com and look at our lucky rap?
The 2023 year is coming to an end here, as it's December 22nd. It's not ending for next for over a week. However, we're on break. We're not going to be in here. This is the last episode of 2023. So I think it's only fitting
Yippee.
To take a recap and look at the you stats that have happened for this year. Take a recap and look at how far we've come in this 2023 year. How many listeners we got.
You know,
just
how far are we? What now?
come.
Don't how far we've, how far we've gone.
I'll do what I want.
As a podcast, I don't think we've came.
No.
For how? Because how long we've been doing? We've been doing this for 3 years. We started in
this is our third year. We started in 22.
Oh, right?
The wrong one, isn't it?
We started in the second half of 22 because we started.
We started at the end of 22.
Or did we start in? Or did we start in the second half of sophomore year?
We started at the end of 21.
Was it? Let me take a
gander. I swear to God, it was the end of 21.
Because I know it was the end of sophomore year.
Wait.
February 2022. Huh. We started at the beginning of 2022, and then we went through. So we've only been doing it for 2 years, coming up on two years.
It feels like three because it was our sophomore year.
Yeah, it was the end of our sophomore year, and then we did the entirety of junior year, and now we did the first half of senior year. And by the way, senior year boys, I want to be in here a lot. Like, because if you look at this, February 22.
Our first season has what?
Our first season has 7 episodes, but that's stretching from February just to May. That's right. That's not that many months, and there's 7 episodes. Our second season has, I think, 9, and that's the entire year. It's like, what are we doing?
What are we doing, chat?
Like, right. The second half alone, not even the full second semester of sophomore year, we had almost as many episodes in the entire year of junior.
And we still didn't upload episode 3.
Have we not?
Uh-oh. I literally uploaded in front of you.
Here's what we should do is we should upload episode 3 today, and then we'll upload this Christmas. So if you guys are listening to this, it should be Christmas for you guys. So I know you've listened to recording this on the 22nd. I know at the beginning of the episode we said it's December 22nd. We talk about Christmas 3 days away. Ignore that. I know you've listened to this entire episode and it's been 50 minutes, but the thing you heard 50 minutes ago, ignore that. But yeah. For the first semester, we've only recorded 4. I think we need to fucking step up our game. Because at this pace, we're not even going to be last season. We're not even going to do better than last season. Come on, what are we doing?
Season 7.
Here's our plan. Every Wednesday is we're gonna be in here. That's the goal. If one of us is missing, we find a replacement. We gotta get in here every Wednesday. We can't keep skipping.
We will record on Discord if we have to. God damn it.
Yeah, if Hunter's not here. Which she never is.
Guys, welcome back. All right.
Listen to me here, you little shit.
Okay, so if someone's not here, we'll get a replacement. And that's, we're going to be recording every Wednesday. I know we said this literally every time we've talked about how we haven't recorded.
If I'm diseased, better call my ass on Discord, bro. I swear to God.
Facts, yeah. I know literally every time we've talked about how our recording schedule, we've always said we're going to be recording every Wednesday. We literally just have never. We've said that every single time, but we just have not been doing that.
All right, let's pull up the
stats.
Statistics.
We get to talk about our statistics.
Keith, hurry up. That's what I was stalling for.
27%, 30%. 44%,
54%,
54%,
56%,
100%.
Sorry, it was loading.
Who the fuck just came, bro?
Now to the 2023 rap digital show. Your rap is here.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Balloons, TD6.
In 2023, people are really, really feeling what you do, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Let's see this.
Ready.
Take it from the top.
Make it drop.
Take it.
Don't stop. I'm about to beat that ass.
What? You cheating on me? Let me smell your dick.
Is it going to show us the stats? Or
then you have to hit the next. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of your top,
year one anniversary.
Our top episode was season 2, episode 8. Really?
We did wonderful.
That was our last episode.
That was our second last episode.
98% more than
Let's
last.
Hear it for the news fans. New fans.
You got
news
it.
News fan. 61% of our listeners discovered us this year. Let's go.
The majority of our listeners tuned in this year.
Wow, that's surprising. Season 2, episode 9, end of an era, really brought them in. That was wonderful.
People brought it. It came in for the last episode.
A quarter of our new listeners listened to that one first. That's awesome.
Huggers. How does it feel to have gone global?
We've gone global.
We're global. Oh, we're everywhere. Oh my God. Don't let it come.
Yelling.
You,
No. We were in two countries. 2% was not in US. Where was that 2%?
Where's the 2%?
Chet, they might have a
bit of course they. Our listeners have good taste.
Obviously.
So what else are they into? What, let's see what our listeners.
They're listening to the Digital Chill podcast.
They love comedy, true crime, and music.
Our listeners' top podcast. Your guys' top podcast were comedy, we ain't true criminals, crime, bruh. And music. Yeah, we are.
I love doing crime.
Our listeners' rap? Top music genre. So your guys' top music genre was rap, Benny, pop, and rock.
I feel like that's just money, our music genre.
Money? Yeah, probably. No. We're all yeah.
Rap.
Your
pop,
listeners
rock.
Definitely told their friends
I
about
said
you.
I was rock.
Really? Rock. You guys told your friends guy, about us, dude. Direct link in Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat link. Is 43% is all me, baby. I post every episode.
4.6. That's
we up. Got 4.6. Our podcast rating was 4.6.
We went up 0.1 from
dude,
last
that
year.
That means that we're 0.1 better, baby. Are you a gardener?
Are you a gardener?
This definitely has to be a risk statement.
Because we be farming fans, yes, sir.
We had some growth, 42%.
We grew 42% of our followers.
That's hot.
In this year.
That's hot. I love that. All right. Our biggest fans?
Who is our biggest fan?
No way we're about to figure out who our biggest fan is.
Who's the biggest fan?
Top 10.
We are top 10 for 15 people. That's awesome.
Wow, I love that.
Top 5 for 12?
Who's the number one?
And
are we... Are we a number one podcast for anyone?
Number one. I love you all. Our biggest fans. We
boys, I'm not going to lie. One of them is probably me because this is the only podcast.
That one's probably me.
It's probably also me as well. But there's four more.
Yeah.
Top fans listen to you 3.7 times more than your other listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. A lot of us probably. I listened to all of our episodes back.
Me every too.
I listened to a couple.
I've listened to them all.
Is it gonna show 57% of returning.
So we have recurring listeners. Let's go. Oh my God. I love this. Let's zoom out. Let's get a bigger picture here. Yeah.
The bigger picture. What a year.
Top 10. We had 15 top 10 fans, 12 top 5 fans, and 7 people were our podcast was their top listeners. All right. Those are our stats for that was our 2023
recap. Show you who the most
recap.
Listened person is.
Do we want to look at RSS or are we just going to do Spotify only?
RSS.
That was our Spotify recap.
All Spotify. Now we're going to look at RSS.
We're going to check out RSS for the actual stats for everything. That was just Spotify.
Stats. Some hashtag statistics. Statistical analytics. We have 675 downloads all time.
That's awesome.
Yes, actually, wonderful, bro. I really do, one thing I will say, I really do appreciate people that actually do tune in.
Yeah.
Even though we aren't in here all the time.
We
definitely do enjoy this, though, and, it's been a wonderful
experience.
I love
doing it.
A lot of... Is the pilot episode still the most
viewed episode? It will forever be the... How much is it higher than... Holy shit, 666 days since release. My God.
Downloads total, 94.
Damn. It is kind of cool to look at these RSS statistics and especially those, especially the Spotify rap statistics, because a lot of times I'll go and record and obviously we're not fucking huge. We're not going to be everywhere, but in a lot of times while recording or I'll upload something, it'll feel like I'm just recording just for us. I feel like no one actually listens to these, but it's nice to see these stats and see no, there are actual people who take
there
time out of their day.
There are human beings
who
listen to us.
And obviously there's not going to be a lot of people, if any, who listen to the entire episode.
And if there are, I'm sorry.
If there's people who actively listen to all the entirety of all of our episodes, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
It's so surreal to have actual listeners and have people who genuinely, because some of these episodes are hours long and it's awesome to see if you're actually taking an hour out of your day to listen to just us ramble and you actually listen to us and get entertainment from us. I know it means a lot to me and I assume I can speak for you guys. It means a lot for them as well. So
this whole thing started with just three idiots. We're like, hey, do you guys want to record a podcast?
That is quite literally how it started. So we could do a podcast.
A weightlifter and a Valorant player all decided to just
you'll
fucking
never guess
meet
which one's which.
I don't think
you could ever guess. I feel like we're so all individually awesome sauce.
On God, we're all of those. We're all Valorant pros. We're all
okay, buddy.
We're all
calm
weightlifters.
Down. Calm down.
I will say, there's also I don't know.
It's just such a, it's honestly genuinely just such a nice feeling to know that we aren't just doing this.
We aren't useless.
We're not speaking into a void.
Yeah. And sometimes that's how I think of it when I record it, but I look back and I'm like, okay, there's people that listen to us every episode.
Yeah. Like that's very much how I feel when recording, is it feels like I'm just talking. Like, it doesn't feel like I'm talking with the idea of having people listening to me. That feels so surreal that people are going to be listening to this right now. People are going to be at their own home on their own time, choosing to listen to us as entertainment. And it's like, I never think of that, but that's the reality. And it's awesome to think of it that way, that we actually entertain people. We are entertainers and we bring joy to other people. It's awesome.
I hope that I make you happy.
I hope we make your days brighter.
Because at the end of the day, that's all we want.
Or worse, as long as we have an impact, I'm happy. I'm almost out of coffee. I filled this entire thing up with coffee. I don't know how many fluid ounces this is, but it's probably a fuck ton.
Well, but ladies and gentlemen,
the entire thing up with coffee.
We've talked about what we wanted to talk about. We've done our statistics.
Are we ready? I think it's time for
digital chill.
Well, my computer just died, so
I think that's a sign. That's a sign for digital chill to package bags. And
when you
start again in 2024, that's kind of crazy to say, bro. 2024, we're old as hell.
Yeah, no, I'm about to be an adult.
I'm 18 years old.
I'm not. How long was this episode?
I got 3 more months.
We hit an hour. Woo!
Alrighty, guys. Well, that's been it from the Digital Chill Podcast. First off, I would always like to thank the ENN Studio Elder for letting us use this space. Because, you know, otherwise we probably wouldn't be here. You know, Mr. Rogers being a great guy, you know, just letting us record. And
the Raj.
Definitely not being mad about us saying things that probably should not be said in the Catholic private school.
Does he listen to our podcast at all?
I hope not.
I hope not.
I hope not as well.
Thank you to them for letting us here. Thank you to all the fans for listening in and tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
Really appreciate you, you know, from the bottom of our hearts. You know, this really does mean a lot for us, as we've already stated. And thanks for us, you know, you guys being here, us as a team, you know, working really hard to put this out. Other than that, it's been real. And we have me, Keith Clark,
Gabe Pilley,
and Hunter All
signing off on the Digital Chill.
See you guys in 2024.
See ya.
Bye, you sexy bastards.
Meow.